Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I think you're going to find the readings for today very, very interesting, and they reflect a lot on us in a certain way. We have the same tendencies. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 41. This is quite a conglomeration here. Chapter 41, verses 55 to 57, and then chapter 42, 5 to 7, and then 17 to 24. God bless you. I'm sorry if you have to look around all over to get all of this together, but I think it's a very important reading. So let's take a look here. When hunger came to be felt throughout the land of Egypt, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, Pharaoh directed all the Egyptians to go to Joseph and do whatever he told them. When the famine had spread throughout the land, Joseph opened all the cities that had grain and rationed it to the Egyptians, since the famine had gripped the land of Egypt. In fact, all the world came to Joseph to obtain rations of grain, for famine had gripped the whole world. The sons of Israel were among those who came to procure rations. It was Joseph, as governor of the country, who dispensed the rations to all the people. When Joseph's brothers came and knelt down before him with their faces to the ground, he recognized them as soon as he saw them. But Joseph concealed his own identity from them and spoke sternly to them. With that, he locked them up in the guardhouse for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to his brothers, "Do this, and you shall live, for I am a God-fearing man. If you have been honest, only one of your brothers need be confined in this prison, while the rest of you may go and take home provisions for your starving families. But you must come back to me with your youngest brother. Your word will thus be verified, and you will not die." To this they agreed. To one another, however, they said, "Alas, we are being punished because of our brother. We saw the anguish of his heart when he pleaded with us, yet we paid no heed. That is why this anguish has now come upon us." Reuben broke in, "Did I not tell you not to do wrong to the boy? But you would not listen. Now comes the reckoning for his blood." The brothers did not know, of course, that Joseph understood what they said, since he spoke with them through an interpreter. But turning away from them, he wept. Hate to end it right there at the moment, but please read from your Bible. Really want to encourage you to read this over and over again, because you see the challenges that they have. It's Genesis 41, 55 to 57, chapter 42, 5 to 7a, and then 17 to 24a. You see, in Genesis 37, Joseph is sold into slavery by his very own brother. He was sold out of envy. My goodness, brothers and sisters. And yet there's going to come mercy. Note that, read that. All of us can lose our tempers at times, but sometimes they get out of control. And that's when we really need to get hold of it, and we need help, and we need other people to help us. We need to say, even if I'm angry, just give me a kick or pat me on the back or something to let me know that I've gone too far. We need to be friends to one another. We don't have to be perfect. We're not perfect. We make lots of mistakes. But open your heart that the Lord may forgive you, the Lord may bless you, and the Lord may bring you safely home and many others to himself. Psalm 33 tells us, "Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp with the 10-stringed lyre. Chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. The Lord brings to naught the plans of nations. He foils the designs of peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. But see, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him. That doesn't mean quaking and shaking. To fear him here means to reverence him, to obey him. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. The early church had a very challenging time just to get food to eat, and yet look how they persevered. And then what we do so often is we go to church and the homily is too long, or the priestess doesn't speak clearly, or there was no music, or whatever the case may be that disturbs us. We don't realize how blessed we are. Brothers and sisters, come to the Lord daily. Thank him for his care for you. Ask him to help you more. I pray for you all. That's not enough. We need to pray for each other. Psalm 33 says, Lord, let your mercy be upon us, for we place our trust in you. So let us take a look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. And I want to read the Alleluia verse before it. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's coming. Repent and believe in the gospel. Brothers and sisters, let us repent where we need to repent. And may we believe in God's word. You know, one time I was holding the Bible, reading something, and I'm sure it wasn't moving, but I just kept holding it in my hand and saying, this word is alive. This word brings help and hope and wisdom and understanding. And yes, sometimes we need it to be explained to us, but God's word is living. It's there for you and for me. Please, please honor his word. Please obey it and follow him. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 to 7. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Wow, think of that. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon, the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brothers and sisters, neither you nor I know when the end of the world will come. And I'm working very hard in my own life on my thoughts, my words, my actions, and I make mistakes, sometimes bigger ones than I wish. But if we ask God to forgive us, he does. We, brothers and sisters, are bringing the gospel to other people around in our area. We want other people to see the gospel lived out. That doesn't mean you have to be some holy, holy, holy person. but kind, joyful as much as you can, offering wisdom where you can, offering enlightenment, or just a time to be together and fun, you will bring people closer and closer to God in that way. And when the relations is established, then you're able to talk more about God. Brothers and sisters, He loves each one of us, and He will give us, might be awkward, but He will give us what we need. Just put it in your own words. If all you can say is, I like reading the Gospels. Do you ever read the Gospels? Or I like this letter. Or I like the New Testament better than the Old Testament. Maybe you say that or whatever. But we want the whole thing. But start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. God loves you. He wants you to know freedom you don't know, that you don't have right now. You're either frantic, as I've said before, or you're too ambitious, or you're always angry, you always respond with anger or fear. Stop, brothers and sisters, stop. Because what is going to attract another person is your kindness, your generosity, your willingness to listen. Even if you have to cut something short, your kindness, the way you speak, touch other people. It will. And then you can walk with them as all of us together draw closer to Christ. Brothers and sisters, I so pray, even in this little program, I just so pray that you may come to know Him more and more and more. He's there. Doesn't mean He's going to come down and see you. Doesn't mean He's going to yell at you. You just go to Him and say, Lord, I love you. Please help me to love you more. It takes time to break habits, but do it. I want to love you more. I want to get rid of this habit or this pattern. I've said this to you before, but I really do sense that that's the kind of thing we need to be doing right now. Brothers and sisters, He loves us more than anyone else. He loves us. I want to close with this from John Paul, just one portion of what he has written. Within the unity of the church, promoting and preserving the faith and the moral life is the task entrusted by Jesus to the apostles and to their successors, and that's what we need to be doing, to follow the Lord with faith and the moral life. Brothers and sisters, we become holy. It spreads out the radiance of our, we don't even know how it happens, but it does. And believe me, to every generation, God wants to bring Himself by His Holy Spirit into each heart and life. Think, brothers and sisters, and share with others. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.